College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
You're listening to Ride It Home with Rich, brought to you by Mosby Building Arts and Aqua Systems, with additional support from Seniors Home Care and the Missouri Athletic Club. And now, here's your host, Rich Orris.
All right, you heard the man. It's me, Rich Orris, your host of Ride It Home with Rich. Thanks for tuning in today. And let me tell you, it's spring, right? So what does that mean for your home? Well, let me tell you, it means now is the perfect time to replace your windows and doors. And that's the conversation I'd love to have today. For the next hour, I have tips for choosing new windows, what are some options for your home, the reasons to replace a front door, and a Facebook question I received this past week about what type of door lock to select for a new door. So that's right, I said question, and well, you know, that's exactly why I'm here every Saturday for 1 hour, 12 to 1, to help you, my faithful listeners, answer all any of your questions. You can call in right now with any questions, 314-241-9797, or you can join in on the conversation with the question of the day. So, how long will your window installation warranty cover water leaks, or does it at all? Do you even know? I want to hear from you, maybe hear your stories about windows leaking, doors, problems, issues that you had, how you solved it. Let's talk about some of that today. It's your day, and you can reach me again for the next hour, 314-241-9797, or from far away, 866-455-9797. And of course, as always, right in the middle of the show, we got my Ride It Home hack. Today, you can learn the secret to vinyl window maintenance. What keeps them good, healthy, working, functioning? We'll have all of that. So stick around with me for all that information and more in the next hour. And of course, your questions. Last time, give me a shout, 314-241-9797. I would love to hear from you guys today about what you have going on. And I did, you know, I was kind of talking about a question I had during the week. So I had a listener contact on Facebook, and you know, that's a good way, you know, to get together too. If you're out and about and you don't really, you know, have a good ability to call in, if you wanted to, you know, put some questions on Facebook for me during the week, I can, you know, try and get through some of those answers to those questions during the show, you know, as you're listening the very next Saturday. So that's another good way, you know, we could try and work this out. So if you go to Facebook, look Rich Orris, O-R-I-S, Mosby, just put Mosby with that. You'll get to my Mosby page, and you can, you know, just post any questions or anything, comments that you have there. And we'd love to discuss them absolutely every Saturday. So speaking of questions and calls, we have Michelle on the line with looks like a window question. So let's get right into that. Michelle, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Thanks for calling. What do you have going on?
So my question is, we are actually looking to put a windows and siding on our house, and we've gotten several different bids, and trying to compare the windows out for me is somewhat difficult. We have some problems on the back of our house with a lot of sun coming through. So I mm-hmm. had all of the places quote me like an upgraded window price and kind of explain to them what the issue was. But it seems like they're all over the place. I noticed that there's a lot of little abbreviations of, I guess, different ratings. What specifically should you be looking at as a homeowner?
So if you're looking at the sun, the heat, you know, stuff like that, what you really want to be focusing a lot on is the UV protection. So a lot of the insulated glass units, you can get extra films, you know, inside the glass that supplies, you know, more UV protection. And that will help with the amount of the, you know, the UV rays from the sun that actually come through the window. You know, if, have you had like fading on hardwood floors or rugs or, you know, anything like that around your windows and doors?
It's basically, it's because we sit there, I guess in the kitchen, it's a kitchen area window that's our main concern. And it's always freezing if you're sitting there in the winter, and it's always cooking if you're sitting there in the summer. And we always have to put big, heavy blinds up. So I'll look at the UV. And then the other thing that they tried to talk to me about was the difference in the amount of panes in the glass. How much difference is it between a 2-pane glass window and a 3-pane glass window? Is it that much of a difference?
Yes, you can get a lot better, you know, insulation value out of that triple pane window, but it's such a good insulation value. The cost for the triple pane window, it's so much more for that glass. In our area around St. Louis, Missouri, it's really, we don't do a lot of triple pane windows. It's really rarely worth the value of, you know, what you pay for that extra insulation value. What I would recommend looking at is more getting the best UV, you know, value you can get. Look at if the frames of the window are insulated. So are you looking at a vinyl window?
Yes, that's what we're looking at.
Yep. So a lot of vinyl windows have hollowed out frames. They're all hollowed, but some are insulated, some are not. Some are insulated with like blocks that they slide in, and they're kind of loose, so it's better than not being insulated. But, and others are actually foam filled insulated and then cut and everything and put together after they're insulated. And that's the best way to have the insulated frame. So the white frame around the window, you want insulation in that. And then the most important thing that you're probably up against is how they install these windows. Insulation of the windows is the biggest factor, and you will get more help insulating it right and correctly than you will getting a better window that's not installed in the best way possible, that stops air infiltration, water infiltration, and really insulates well. So, and what I'm talking about is it basically taking the siding off the house and putting in what we call a new construction style window and flash taping it to the wall. So you completely block air infiltration, which also works with water. So if water is, if you have vinyl siding, water is getting behind the siding, it will help not leak. It'll protect it that way. Most people don't know water gets behind vinyl siding. So, and then how you insulate it from the inside of the home once it's installed that way, with like a low expansion foam insulation that really stops that, you know, temperature gap in between those windows, not just shoving, you know, strips of fiberglass insulation in there, but using an actual, you know, foam, the right type of foam insulation around all four sides, is what will really, really help the energy effectiveness and efficiency, you know, of that window. So doing the windows during siding is very, very good. Perfect time to do it while you're replacing siding. You just have to make sure that they're putting in new construction windows. And if they don't, I would be very leery that they know how to if they say they will. That's okay. A big
perfect
thing.
That's wonderful, because a lot of them I know talked about just like a replacement window that still used the frame that you have versus a new construction window. So I'll make sure to be asking for that when we get a couple additional bids. Thank you very
much.
Yes,
absolutely. No problem. And I would definitely invite you, if you're so interested, you know, call Mosby. We have our own crews that do the siding, the windows, everything, and we can really explain that better. And I'm going to be explaining that a little better. I'm going to go ahead and bump that up to the next segment. So if you can stay tuned, and anybody else, I'm going to get into this a little bit deeper on this flashing, the types of windows, where, what, and why. So if you can stay tuned for that, that would be great. I got to get into my first break, but I appreciate the call. Perfect topic, Michelle. And we'll get into this first break, and I'll get into that flashing stuff more detailed when we return right after this. All right, here we go. Second segment. You know, before we get too involved, I do want to remind everybody, this past week, we just had our webinar over exteriors, over windows, doors, siding, all that. This is all about education. So next month in April, the upcoming bathroom webinar, 10 steps to a successful bathroom remodel. We can talk all about what to do it, how to get through it a great way. It's April 28th, 2021 at 11:30 a.m. So mark your calendars, 11:30 on the 28th in April. You can go to mosbybuildingarts.com /seminars to find out more information, get registered for it so we know who's coming and when and everything. It's going to be some great information. And next Saturday on my show, I'm going to be talking all bathrooms, everything you need to know about your bathroom. So, and as a reminder, if you had any questions, whether it's windows, doors, siding, flashing, anything today, or maybe you want to get a head start on that bathroom stuff, that's fine too. If there's information you need, feel free to call in, ask, let me know. Let's discuss it. I want to discuss window warranties, all kinds of stuff. What do they include? We got a lot on the plate. So you can give me a shout, 314-241-9797. But I want to get here, I want to get straight into this flashing thing and in this installation thing, because it is truly the most important part of getting a window installed, without question. So to try and, you know, understand what we're dealing with and what we're talking about here, let me try and explain, you know, what a new construction window is. And when you have a house built and they're in the building process, it's easy at that point for them to put in a window that it actually has nailing fins sticking out of the side of the window. So not all windows have those. So replacement window does not have those. A lot of manufacturers have retractable fins, so you can elect to use them or not, like Pella and some wood clad windows. They fold in, they fold out, so you could use it and do it the best way, or you could not use it and possibly have some infiltration around it. So if you can imagine, when they're building your wall and they put the wood sheeting on the exterior of the wall and you've got this hole in the wall, they plug it with the window, it's got fins around it, they nail those fins to the wall. So your window is secure, and the gap between the window and around it from the window to the framing is covered from the outside with this fin. Now, years ago, that's kind of where they stopped. So if water gets behind your siding, it could still kind of get in around the top of the window, kind of getting behind that fin, but it still worked well for air infiltration. Nowadays, they're going to wrap your home. They're going to flash it with like a Tyvek house wrap. You can cover over the top of the window. You can put flashing tape all around it. And that way, you now have a sealed watershed plane that if water gets behind your vinyl siding, through your brick, any way through that system, it will go around that window. It'll stay to the outside of the wall. It'll come out at the bottom where it needs to be, or it'll come out at a piece of flashing. And if this system is done properly, you will have literally no water issues. So when Mosby Building Arts replaces windows and sides a house, we can guarantee for our 10-year workmanship warranty, that will include leaking into places like that. So basically, our wrapping and flashing system is actually warranted by the Tyvek house wrap for an entire year without siding on the house. So basically, I could not put your siding on the home for 10, 11, 12 months, and you will not have a leak into that house whatsoever. So the siding is then this awesome facade that looks good, that matches everything well, makes your house look perfect. But when you have areas of penetration through the siding, or where roofs and sided walls and things intersect and water can get back there at all these intersections, it has a drainage plane, a place to go to come out. So when they do a replacement window, think about this for a minute. You know, now you have a window, it's got the fins, everything is nailed to the wall, and you have siding around the windows. They pull the windows out without taking off the siding. So they're breaking those fins, they're yanking that window out from behind the siding, and they're putting in a window that has, it doesn't have fins around it. There's no way to connect it to that outside sheeting, and there's no way to really flash tape it correctly to the wall to stop the air and the water infiltration. So imagine the kids game. You know, your 9 month old or 1 year old is playing with the game where there's, you know, the triangle and the square and the rectangle, and they're trying to fit the right peg in the right hole. And you pick the rectangular peg, and if you put it in that rectangular hole, and say you hold it there, and the hole's just a little bit bigger than that peg, if you blew air towards that peg, it's going to go around that into that box. If you dumped water on top of that little area, water is going to run directly in around that peg inside. And that is exactly what can happen to your windows during wind-driven rains up against your sided walls, things like that. So this is really kind of like an odds game of what are the odds they get it right, or what are the odds you have this problem? So you have a four-sided home, say only one home, one side of that home gets the majority of those wind-driven rains. Well, then 25% of your windows might leak. Let's say some of them have a little roof area or something where water doesn't get there. So maybe 20% could possibly leak in wind-driven rains and stuff like that. So, you know, as a company, do we want to give a 10-year warranty, not have these issues, you know, supply leaks with that warranty and say you're guaranteed and have 100% of our customers that way? Or do you want to have 20% of your customers, 20% of the windows you install, possibly leaking, possibly having problems with all of that? So, you know, these warranties do not always cover those leaks. And I've heard people looking back at it, talking about it, doing all sorts of things like that, you know, when they're having problems. So just, you know, do the best thing that you can. Have the questions and have Mosby out to take a look at your windows and siding and doors and all that stuff. So I got to get into my middle break here, but lots of information still yet to come. I'll answer all your questions, any comments, concerns. I want to hear about your leaking windows, things like that. If you've had issues in the past, give me a call. Let's have a conversation about it and let me know. We'll be right back after this.
It's now time for Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, you heard the man. My Right at Home Hack, the secret to vinyl window maintenance. Let me tell you. So maybe, you know, your vinyl windows are not quite working like they used to. Or if you've had them replaced, are you just wondering the best way to keep them in tip-top working order? Well, the secret is cleaning and lubricating often. You know, we always talk about maintenance-free products, things like that, but nothing is really free from needing some sort of maintenance, at least cleaning. And windows and doors are no different than they really need lubricating. And the real trick here is using a silicone spray, not WD-40. So before you lubricate any window, you want to make sure you clean off any dust and dirt, get a really clean surface. You only want to, you know, lubricate a very clean surface. So you can use a silicone-based lubricant for hinges, rollers, the metal tilt latches, vinyl tilt latches on vinyl double-hung windows. A small amount goes a really long way with this product. And while it's, you know, there's really no set schedule to follow. I would really recommend at least once a year on your windows, a good cleaning and a good lubrication to really keep them working at tip-top shape, like we said. And this works for doors. It works for metal hinges. That stuff works really for everything. So you can come back next week and listen in on my next hack, because I will be telling you about how to clean these window tracks. What's the easiest way to get them clean if you haven't done it in a while? So come back for that. And if you want to hear this one again, you can find it on 97.1 FM's site, listening to the podcast. You can go to my social media. I'll have a video there on my Facebook or my Twitter, at Rich Orris or Rich Orris Mosby for Facebook. So don't forget to find everything there and come back every week. And for everybody else, we're talking windows, we're talking doors, we're talking warranties, flashing correctly right now, live on 97.1 FM. Jump in and get in on the conversation. Thanks, Facebook. I'm going to say goodbye to them, and we're going to keep going here with Right at Home with Rich on the air. We have Joanne on the phone with a question. So let's get right into our next question. Are you with us, Joanne?
Yeah, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Thanks for calling. Well, what question do you have for us?
I have in my house, you know, you don't. I have like a pillar that, well, makes it looks like a window. I wanted to see if I could take that one pillar out, that one part out. But it might be, what do you call those things that you can't do because it's...
like an actual something that's supporting the house, like a little bearing pillar.
Yeah, supporting the roof. So I just like to know, could you come by and see that and see if you could do something like that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We can definitely, we can come by and examine, you know, the house, the porch, you know, the area that you're talking about.
Oh, this is on the inside.
Oh, okay. So it's a pillar inside the house? It's like...
Well, and that's what I call it, but it really is. I call it a pillar, but I don't know what else you'd call it. So when you come, you'll see. I'm not too brilliant when it comes to stuff like this, you know.
Yeah. And so a lot of those on the inside of the house, a lot of times, not always, it'll take a good examination. But, yes, some of those are decorative. And, you know, if you have like maybe a pass-through opening and you've got one on each side, a lot of times they did that for decoration in kind of the era and the time that they built the house. And those things go out of style. So, yes, a lot of times we can kind of take those out, change that opening up, fix things up.
That would be great.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
I had a friend that had you people, and she really liked you. She thought you did
awesome.
A good job. And you know what's really funny? Because when she told me that, I never even gave her the thought of calling you. I thought, I thought you were just advertising. But no, she thinks you did a really good job.
So we do all this. Sure, absolutely. I would say call into our office at 314-909-1800, so 1-800, and just let them know that you talked to me on the air. They'll have some questions for you. Kind of let them know what you're thinking about doing, so they can kind of classify it, pick someone out to come out and see you. A lot of times they will have me, you know, take these if you call in and say you were talking to me on the radio and everything. There's a really good chance that they'll have me come out and take a look at it for you. So I would
wait a minute. Don't leave me. I gotta get that number again.
Okay, yeah, sure. Let me know when you're ready.
Oh, darn it.
And for everybody out there, we do everything, big, small, in between, remodeling from inside to outside. We can redo the whole outside of the house. We can redo the whole inside of the house. There's nothing residential that Mosby Building Arts does not take care of and get their hands dirty with, for sure. For everybody out there, again, it was 314-909-1800. And Joanne, just let me know when you're ready. I'll say it again so that you can write that down so you don't forget. So,
You might know there's no pen here. Wait a minute, I got it here.
Of course not, isn't it? That's how it always is, you know, when you need something, it's never around.
909-4, what was the?
It was 1800. 314. Yeah, 314-909-1800.
Very good. I thank you, and I'm going to call him. Now,
awesome.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for the call and the conversation. That was really awesome. I love getting into this with all the faithful listeners out there. And speaking of faithful listeners, so this past week, I had one ask a question on Facebook about a door lock. So basically, they live way out in the country and they're getting some work done and they're having a door replaced while they have some other, you know, small remodeling and different things done. And they were kind of contemplating, you know, this company could do a regular, you know, handle deadbolt, or they could do a multi-point locking system. And so she was calling to ask my opinion, and you know, everybody can do that. You know, getting a good third party, just, you know, answer to an opinion of what you've seen, what you've thought, and doing it for so long. You know, a lot of times I'll talk about just literally not only the information that's out there, but what have I seen over the past 30 years, you know, of doing this and working on this stuff. So, you know, a multi-point locking system for people that really may not understand. So that lock has different points at where it will actually lock the door. So, you know, some sliding doors might have two places. Most French opening type doors and stuff like that, when you get into the multi-point, there's three. So it's kind of your deadbolt. And then there's one that goes down into the threshold and one that goes up into the top of the door frame. So, you know, when you look at the advantages of a multi-point locking system, you know, the biggest advantage every time is security. Three locks in one in three different places. It's going to be a lot harder and take a lot more force to break through that door in order to get into that house. You know, something else it can offer that I was kind of talking to this client about was a better seal. So imagine if your door, you know, locks at the top, bottom, and the center, it's going to hold that door nice, tight, and straight against that weather stripping. So you can actually be a little bit sealed tighter and have a little bit more energy efficiency from air infiltration and stuff like that, because they work really, really well. Another thing they're really, really good for is taller doors. So they can actually help prevent warping. So like an 8-foot door, I'm going to really recommend, you know, a multi-point on something like that is a great thing to do. So, but then what we kind of talked about was, you know, what was some of the disadvantages you could have when doing a multi-point locking system like that. So, one of the main ones, it's a better door. It's going to cost a little more money. So a lot of people are like, oh, they just, you know, you're trying to fit a budget, stuff like that. They are, a lot less forgiving when it being installed. So they're a little bit tougher to install, and you got to really 100% make sure you get it right, because you're trying to hit this lock. So it's got to be straight. It's got to be plumb. It's got to really work out, you know, very well. So that, you know, kind of like we were talking about the window installation, choose your installer wisely, because you need them to get that right for sure. Another thing I've seen a lot is just a little more maintenance sometimes. As they get older, the handle can start to droop. That's a sign that things are starting to go south a little bit. If your key, you know, gets hard to turn, trouble turning the key, that's another indication that that lock is wearing, and you want to really have that thing serviced and everything. So think about the manufacturer as well. You know, like that installer, choose your manufacturer very wisely, because, you know, some of the higher end manufacturers going to be a little more costly door, but it could last longer. And they have service technicians to maintain those locks, to correct them, fix them, and things like that. So they can help that door last 20, 25, 30 years or more, you know, in that by selecting the right manufacturer. And they're going to have better warranties, all of that to go along with that. So think about that manufacturer. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you get what you pay for. When one of the disadvantages is it costs too much, well, but you're getting a great thing and you're getting what you pay for. So it kind of proves that theory a little bit. So for that client, we kind of decided a normal lock is probably fine for her because they've had that on their door for over 20 years now. They're getting the new door. They live out in the country. They are not concerned with security at all. Matter of fact, she said she doesn't even have blinds on the house because there's no one around to see in. No one comes around. They just never have a problem. So we kind of, you know, regular doorknob, deadbolt, everything should work really, really well for her. But that's the type of advice that I love giving everybody. So we love it. If you have any other questions, feel free to give me a call. I've got to get to my final break here, but hopefully, Matt, if you can hold on the line through the break, as soon as we come back, we will get into your front door question for you. We'll be right back. All right, guys, we are back. Final segment here. I appreciate Matt holding on the line. So let's get straight into this call with Matt and get his door question answered. Are you there, Matt? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Hey, what's your question?
The front of my house is east facing, and I have a real dark stained fiberglass front door with a large decorative glass piece in it. And then I have a glass screen door. And like in the summertime, spring, summer, it gets very, very hot between the glass, the glass storm door and on the hard door. And I didn't know, is there any way that we could, cause right now it's got a handle. So I'll pull the storm door open and tip the handle up to give it like an air gap between the storm door and the frame, you know, mm-hmm. But is there any way to vent that so I don't mess the seals up on that?
Well, so the one thing you could think about doing is raising up the piece at the bottom of that storm door where it's off the ground, because at the bottom of the storm door, there's usually a U-shaped track that's got a couple screws in it that kind of goes around the bottom of the door, and then it's got a little rubber seal at the bottom of that. And they adjust that to hit that threshold perfectly and, you know, tighten the screws. And you can usually loosen the screws and raise that up so that it creates a little gap. It doesn't work every time, and it just depends on how tight the storm door fit in there and everything. And I would honestly say that may not be enough air to really cool that down on super hot summer days and everything. And, you know, what I always try and recommend when we do doors like that is, you know, getting a storm door that either you can change to a screen. Because if you have a full view storm door and you've got that screen where you can switch out the glass in the screen and make it a screen for summer, that's going to be the only thing that really totally airs that out, and that way you don't have to worry about that glass getting hot, because it really, even if you get a UV protected, and you can on some storm doors get UV protection on the glass, but it's still just gonna get so warm inside there. Or get a storm door where, you know, it can open and close the glass where it's like a hidden screen, and you bring the glass down and all of a sudden there's a screen. It really takes like a whole area like that to really air that out in the heat of the summer when that sun's pounding on it, and it's going to wear it, the finish, you know, the dark color finish and all of that. So I would probably, you know, recommend something like that, either, you know, changing that storm door to one where you can have a screen, something like that, that'll really help the life expectancy and the finish on that front door unit itself. Do you have a screen that came with that storm door?
I do. It's a, I have a glass in there now, and then I have the screen that's a full it's a full screen also, yep. But I've never taken the glass out and put the screen in. I don't know what all that entailed.
Yeah, usually there's some clips that, you know, you kind of turn or you loosen them with a Phillips screwdriver and the clips will turn, and then you can pull that whole glass pane out, and then you can replace it with that screen. That's really what I would recommend doing. And because that, you know, if that rubber strip is hitting the threshold at the bottom of the door, I mean, insects can get around that, but, you know, it might deter them. You know, if ants are kind of walking around or something, it might keep some of them from really trying to get in, you know, right there or whatever. And if you raise it up, you end up with a clear track there of just, you know, anything can get underneath that door too, you know, okay. And just kind of start walking in. So, yeah, I'd recommend swapping out that screen for the summer months. Even now, if you don't have a lot of shade protection and you're getting that sun beating, you know, when it's 60, 65 degrees and that sun is really, really as bright as it is, it'll still get really, really hot behind there. So I would do that as soon as possible.
It gets pretty warm on that door.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. No, I'm with you, buddy. I got my house. My house faces west, and in the evening, we've actually heard our door creaking. Because of just it's painted black. I took my storm door off. I just got rid of it. It was here when we bought the house. I just took it off and got rid of it because it's just so much heat and the sun pounds directly on it. It's pretty amazing what that does for sure. So, yep, I'd get it all the air you can. All right, cool. Thanks, Matt. You're very welcome. Thanks for the call. That's a very common good thing. It's so common, it's even happening at my own house. So, and you know what? You can't really turn the house. You're not going to change the house or the sun. So I wish everybody luck with that. You know, you just do what you can, you know, to keep it cool for sure. So, hey, I want to thank all the great calls today. We had some awesome questions. I do want to remind everybody, we've got that upcoming bathroom seminar, 10 steps to a successful bathroom remodel, or actually I should say webinar over the internet, April 28th at 11:30 a.m. Look into that. Check out mosbybuildingarts.com. Give Mosby a call if you've got anything you want us to do. 314-909-1800. We can take care of everything. Next week, we'll be talking a bunch of bathroom stuff, everything bathrooms. So join us next week for all of that and give us a call. Have your questions and comments ready to go. I appreciate it. Had a good time today, and I will talk to everybody next week. Have a good week.
Get more at 971talk.com.